How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales stocks not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Hey, we are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Well, the Bulls return to action for the first of back-to-back games tonight. They'll take on the Pacers this afternoon at 3 p.m., then face Milwaukee tomorrow. Meanwhile, ESPN's Mark Stein writing today that Fred Hoiberg currently sits on the hottest seat in the NBA, saying the Bulls are concerned with the team's responsiveness to its young coach and Hoiberg's hold on a veteran roster. Both Bears head coach John Fox and offensive coordinator Dow Loggins have had high praise for rookie running back Jordan Howard as the Bears begin the process of evaluating what went wrong in this 3-12 season. Yesterday, Loggins tried to explain why it took until week four for the Bears to get Howard going.
You know, I'm going to be real honest when I say this. I didn't see the greatness in Jordan in OTAs and training camp. Part of it was because he was hurt. Part of it is because he's a much better player when the shoulder pads are on and it's live, because he's a big back, he's hard to tackle. And, you know, our you got to give a lot of credit to our evaluation process for the guys upstairs with Ryan and Josh Lucas and those guys, because they found a guy in the fifth round that's a really good football player. He's a much better player on Sunday than he is during the week.
Bears held their final practice of 2016 today at Hallis Hall. Leonard Floyd and Pernell McPhee did not take part. Floyd is doubtful for Sunday with a concussion. McPhee is questionable. Bears take on Minnesota in the final game of the season Sunday at noon at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Blackhawks snapped a three-game losing streak with a come-from-behind win over Nashville last night. Coach Joe Quenneville was happy with the win but wants to see his team start faster.
I think our starts are, need to be better. But this team has tremendous starts in this building, and they get on you quick, and they get some speed in their lineup, and they get that crowd going, and they got it behind them early, and we got going there as the game progressed. But I think that's been kind of the MO for most of the games this year, where we get better as the game progresses, and tonight finding a way to win was needed.
Hawks play again tonight at Carolina at 6:30. And in college football, Notre Dame associate head coach and wide receiver coach Mike Denbrock is leaving South Bend to take on the role of offensive coordinator at Cincinnati. That news comes one day after Pro Football Weekly reported that head coach Brian Kelly is trying hard to make the jump from Notre Dame to the NFL, but so far has had no takers. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And go for game day greatness and join 670 The Score and Dos Equis at Crazy Pour in Villa Park from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday, December 31st, for a college football watch party. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with the Mully and Hanley Show, breaking down the Bears-Vikings game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Julie, thank you. Julie DeCaro on our scoreboard updates today. Guests included along the way, Patrick Manley. We talked to him, Hub Arkis, J.J. Stankiewicz on the drama that is Notre Dame football. And Pete
is Stankiewicz or Stankiewicz?
Great question. I thought it was Stankiewicz, and I was not corrected, so I went with it.
And in Polish, it would be Stankiewicz, right?
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about that part with them.
Like Doug Mankiewicz.
That would be, yeah, spot on is what it would be.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I've always gone with Stankiewicz, and he's never said anything when I've seen him in person.
Never corrected you?
Never corrected me on it. So either he's just playing along with it,
okay,
or he's perfectly fine with having his name mispronounced.
He's probably just used to it. It happens so often.
Most likely.
Yeah.
We also talked to Pete Futek today. He was standing on the 50-yard line of the Peach Bowl, and he could not stop taking pictures and throwing them on his Twitter feed.
He got there like 2 weeks early.
He's very excited about tomorrow's Alabama-Washington game that everyone else in the country thinks is going to be like a 60-2 blowout along the way. Dan Bernstein is here. Time for our daily transition segment. He has his board full of guests today.
This is going to be fun.
And are you going to ask them about what you were asking us about, the 80s posters of all the different, you know, guys not wearing NBA or NBA and NFL branded jerseys, but the mailman making special deliveries in front of
somebody collected
weird houses?
Those. Kostakos brothers, right?
I think it was a Kostakos brothers.
Yeah,
I just know that they were in every house of everyone my age growing up.
Well, we had the college dormitories and all that. I think my roommate had the Bo Jackson one. I forgot exactly what it said, but there was the Bo Jackson one, and I had the full-length door poster of Janet Jones, the famous Janet Jones one with like the leather jacket on. That was a popular poster at the time.
I was Googling Kostakos Brothers posters, and I found the Bermuda Triangle with Singletary Otis and Wilbur with the King Cuss Packers quarterback.
Yeah, but they all look like they're getting ready to go running on the beach with Rocky and Apollo.
Yes, very tight swimsuits and tanks, and they can cuss like non-licensed Packers quarterback.
Oh, I'm the Packers quarterback, and I just suffered a traumatic brain injury.
They can go in, but they don't come out. The Bermuda Triangle.
Where?
I don't know what that means.
Quarterbacks, I guess. So.
You do a Google image search, and Jeff George is the sheriff standing in some old Western ghost town. Yep. Barry Sanders being chased by a train. They get better each one you go through.
Do you have the Jim Everett one?
I haven't found the Jim Everett one yet, but Chicago Vice with McMahon and Peyton standing in Soldier Field. No Bears gear to be found.
Well, it wasn't licensed. They didn't. The
right,
NFL and
the
teams,
the whole thing.
They didn't even buy any licensing, so they couldn't wear team stuff. It's like the 1 year Topps NFL cards for some reason couldn't put the logos on the helmets.
So they were just like the bad Photoshop at the time was blued over.
Everything was like hand airbrushed out.
Looked like it was the helmets from the 1950s or 60s without a logo on the side.
Weird. I never found out why that happened. There was 1 year, was it either 78 or 79, there were logos that were just missing because they like didn't get the paperwork in on time or something. Like, yeah, cover that one up.
No one will notice that every helmet is lacking a logo.
I never noticed also, like, growing up as a kid, it was like that when the baseball cards you would get. And you look at baseball cards now, and Topps has their internet cards they release every day, seemingly everything. Anytime something memorable happens, there's a card of it. You can get it right away for your kid and either print it out or have the digital form. Like, how lame baseball cards were. They're all taken in spring training. They're so-and-so posing for a picture. Like, there's no actual pictures from games. Like, maybe, like, in a set, there's six or seven per team. But for the most part, it's just, there's Ryan Sandberg in a dugout.
I have it somewhere. There was a year in the late 70s where, like, every Brewer starter was in the same pose. It's like Moose Haas, Jim Slayton. And they're all like the full wind up, hands over the head, hands together. It's like they were doing, like, all calling a safety at the same time.
Yeah, they go the Billy Ripken
doing
route.
The safety dance.
Well,
with them.
That's
make it interesting.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
well, the old football ones were the worst. Like the really, really old. You have Doug Buffon doing a Heisman pose. Like,
yep. What are you? The basketball ones, too.
Or him just doing his linebacker stance. Because that's what everyone just
the basketball, we used to make fun of that. We would go in the old Hall of Fame room in college when they have the old pictures of the basketball team. And there's Dick Groat. And they have these, it's a black and white action shot. But they're all stopped at midcourt. They're either in you know, hands up defensive stance.
Or they're in their triple threat stance.
Or they're like just about to make a pass, but the ball's not quite leaving their hand. These posed action, sort of weird, attenuated movements. It's like the photographer's like, no, yes. Oh, yes, Dick Groat. You're beautiful. Hold that pose.
And as kids, we ate up every second of it. Every dime I got, every dollar bill I got, that was going to baseball cards. Baseball cards or football cards.
We were talking off the air. I'm sure you had the same thing. The book clubs. When you were in school, you'd order X number of books, and then you...
Scholastic books.
Yeah, Scholastic.
Oh, all pro football stars, 1978. All pro basketball stars.
I had like the 1993 version. Natron Means getting his second mention of the day because of it.
Still there at my parents' house. Still right on the right side of the couch. I know exactly where they are, and they're so much fun to look. When you look at the all-rookie teams, and half of them are dead. it's so old. This one's got like vintage, like Kareem had just been on the Lakers a couple of years at that point. He's just been Kareem for a couple of years at that point. And it Truck Robinson was there with like a patchy beard. And it was just, I love looking through those things.
My old football one, I remember like Nate Newton, and looking back at that years later, oh, he's suspended for some off the field things, but has that cleaned up. It's like, wait, 9 pounds of crack sitting in his glove box.
They had to leave that out of the book.
The only thing,
couldn't tell that to a fourth grader.
The other thing at my parents' house that we would do is we'd take out like my bar mitzvah album.
Oh,
and there's all the table shots. And
you're also posing as a 1970s basketball.
There's Truck Robinson at my bar mitzvah. What was he doing there? I don't remember that. But it's great because my parents just look at it like, dead. We'll be dead in a week. Dead. And then the best part is like they know each individual cause of death. They're like, oh, that's pancreatic cancer. That was melanoma. That was crushed by a train. Every single table. It's like, fell in an open manhole. It was a heart attack. Fell off a bridge, eaten by crocodiles. And you go around, there's nobody left. It's like, you just sort of, my friend's table is the only people living.
It's like pulling up like a 70s pack of baseball cards, brain tumor, whichever else. Oh, what do you make of the Mark Stein report apparently out there being floated? Fred Hoiberg increasingly on hot seat for the Bulls is how it reads. Latest chatter on the coaching grapevine.
What does that do? What does firing him do?
I said it a few weeks ago when people were calling for his head. It's Robin Ventura all over again. It's so much bigger than the head coach. Okay, you want Thibs, you want Fred Hoiberg, you want someone else.
And why now?
Until you draft an athlete, nothing's going to change.
He hasn't been able to run his stuff since he got here.
They've gotten less athletic. Like, for fast tempo and everything
older.
They're supposed to run, they've gotten slower. They've gotten less athletic. They can't move.
And you're
blaming him for that?
Your last two first-round picks are DNP CD.
That's a problem.
They can't even be part of a 9-man rotation.
It's a big-time problem of it. Like, if you're trying to fix this Bulls thing of where all the blame goes or any of the blame goes, trust me, Fred Hoiberg seems at times like he's very in over his head. But, like, you can't just put it all on that. It's so far above it. That does nothing for you if that's actually true.
What coach gets you past LeBron in the East?
Nobody. What gets you to LeBron?
Right. I mean, I don't understand that at all.
Like, you hire Greg Popovich tomorrow, you're still not better than the third or fourth best team in the Eastern Conference.
Like, you're not even that good.
Like, after Toronto and after Boston, it just falls off and it's a bag of suck. But so 4 through 8, 9, 10, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's all the same thing.
Wow.
But still, it's...
I read that and I thought, it might be true. I'm not saying it's not true. What he's hearing, that maybe they want Fred Hoiberg out, or maybe he wants to leave or go back and coach college, or he's not making a lot of money, and it seems like he knows what he wants to do. It just, I don't know if Jimmy wants to do it or doesn't want to do it or what the deal is, or you think that you're going to get something else out of them that's not there? Oh,
It just makes no sense whatsoever for the guy that you heard for, what, 2 years, 3 years was going to be on his way here, and he's going to fix the offense and fire Tom Thibodeau and have this nationwide coaching search that, you know, takes them to Ames, Iowa, and nowhere else.
And that's it?
Like, what does that really get you? And until you start changing your drafting philosophies and philosophies of an organization, like how many times can the survivor that is Gar Forman continue to survive? His guy that he had specifically picked out forever ago. Like, okay, well, that's not the answer.
But then he gives him a team that he can't use. That doesn't fit what he came in here to do.
It's full dysfunction of an organization.
So is it your guy or not? You bring in a guy to run a fast-moving, high-powered offense, and you give him with a bunch of old and slow and bad. Like, what does it accomplish for combination?
They can't shoot either.
Right.
An NBA that increasing on athletes and shooters, and you have neither. You have Doug that can sometimes step up and make a shot. You have Mirotić, who can sometimes step up and make a shot when he's not dribbling the ball off his foot and getting blown by defensively. And you have a lot of guys that kind of stand there and can't move around.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the report is untrue. I haven't double-checked. I haven't picked up a phone to try to bother
anybody.
You
wouldn't go with
anybody,
it if there's not some truth to it. There's some discussion at least being had with it. I mean, it's not like it's not a well-respected guy saying it.
I'm just not sure what anybody involved thinks that would accomplish, unless there's something else going on, something punitive or something like it was with Thibodeau where they just couldn't exist. I haven't heard anything like that of him being difficult to work with.
Yeah, I have not seen that whatsoever with any of that case. Joe Colley was in yesterday talking how Fred has changed in the course of his first season to his second season and thinking that the front office has got to him and what he's allowed to say during pregame and shoot around and everything with that, but nothing along those lines. On a happier note, you guys will know that pulling up more of these posters that I've been going through because it's... When was Chuck Person ever known as the Rifleman?
The Rifleman, Chuck Person.
Seriously?
Chuck Connors Person.
I don't remember that at all. Like, I remember Chuck Person's
his actual name is Chuck Connors Person, which is why he's called the Rifleman. Former Cub and...
Rifleman.
The Rifleman. Yes, that's Chuck Connors.
You don't know. You're too young to know that.
I don't remember that whatsoever. I did. That's another Murph reference, though. I don't know who left these in here today. I don't know if Murph was running around the studio, but we have 1978 and 1980 Cubs pictures of the team.
The team
that were
composite.
Either given away at, I don't know if the grocery store or
car
Jewel was given away or what that was.
I want to say it was a car dealer. I had the 77 and 78 Cubs. Those are some ugly human beings.
Oh, my God. Like, bushy eyebrows, and good Lord, Dave Kingman looks like he's on everything under the sun in some of these photos.
They all look like child molesters or various sex criminals. I mean, it's seriously, I mean, these are some genuinely unfortunate-looking people who really aren't as ugly as they are pictured here. These were the unique team pictures that made everybody look horrible.
The awkward 70s baseball cards that we were talking about, the awkward photo shoot there. I want to know how those got here. Who brought those in the studio that they're just sitting here this morning?
Well, Les is on vacation.
Right,
so
that would have been
I'm
easily
guesses.
Guess number one.
I got nothing.
Some of these guys didn't change their picture from 78 to 80. You know,
looks stunningly the exact same.
Larry Bittner, Mike Vail, they were just too lazy to get another one taken. Buckner, he didn't get another one done. But, oh, good Lord. Were there mirrors back then?
I don't know.
Seriously,
the technology wasn't as advanced enough.
Had the mirror been invented at this point?
I wonder about that, because I lived in a house that was clearly decorated and designed in that era. And when was, like...
You had your 78 Cubs poster hanging up.
Taupe and olive and brown. Like, when was this? Yeah, that looks good.
Don't forget avocado green for your appliances and Formica counters.
Sure.
Sure.
It's like around Thanksgiving, someone on Twitter was posting all the old Jell-O molds like hot dogs in them. And at what point in history were people like,
that's my childhood.
That is appetizing, and I'm putting that in my mouth.
That's my childhood. It wasn't a dinner without a Jell-O mold.
Chunks of fruit in it or walnuts.
And my grandma always refused to call it Jell-O. It was always, here's some mold. Pass the mold.
Gelatin? She just called it the mold?
The mold. It would be referred to as the mold. Like,
scrape
I don't
some off the
want
wall.
That. No, I want Jell-O.
Jell-O was a thing. Jell-O was a thing. It's just a lot of people ate a lot of Jell-O in the
70s. It was always a dessert. Like, early on for Christmases, Easters, whichever we were celebrating.
That and
it
pudding.
It was always one of the treats at dinner.
We frequently finished family dinners where everybody had a cup of pudding.
Was that was Jell-O a new
it's like
thing
a family
in the 70s?
Diner.
Was it new in the 70s?
A new technology? And people are like, we can shove all kind of things in this.
It must have been. I mean, the foods of the lost foods of the 70s. And I thought about this when Grant Achatz was doing his restaurant Next and each thing. And I don't know that they actually did the idea. They ever batted around the idea of doing 70s food where you go in and you decorate it in all the colors you describe. And you got the shag carpeting and you got Match Game on in the back. And there's somebody smoking. And then it's Chicken a la King, which you guys are probably too young to remember.
No idea.
It was chicken over noodles or rice. Put it this way. It was the inside of a chicken pot pie.
Well, it sounds amazing.
Except,
I'm down for this.
Except not in the pot pie.
All right.
It was essentially like a white cream gravy with peas and vegetables and chunks of chicken, and then it was served over egg noodles or over rice.
Chicken a la King in a can.
Yes.
That sounds very appetizing.
You could buy it in a can. That or, a good green bean casserole. Anything in a Corningware casserole dish.
Still have relatives that do the green bean casserole all the time. Holiday.
It's a relic of the 70s.
Reliable.
Somebody should do that. Just do a pure 70s restaurant.
It's like the Saved by the Bell diner that's in, is it Wicker Park or Lincoln Park? Yeah. One of those that's going
the
on
Max.
Right now. Looking at me like you're stunned by this.
It
was like a short fad. It was supposed to only be here for 2 or 3 months, and they've extended it until middle of January or middle of February because you can't get a seat there. It's like a sellout every night. Go hang out with AC Slater and Zach Morris and the gang.
If Kelly's there, I'm in.
Oh, sure.
That show first. Missed me completely.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, because you would have been, what year were you born?
69.
Yeah, so nice. You would have been 17 by the time it was late 80s, 88, 89. What year was it even?
Yeah, it's
start?
All right. Let me so tell
I,
you.
I was in college then.
It's aged really well.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, go back and
God.
Watch.
Nah. Isn't that the guy who made a sex tape?
Dustin Diamond.
Okay. That was Screech, and everyone supposedly hates him because
born with a porn name. Dustin Diamond. I mean, that's
not his real name.
Porn.
His name is probably Berkowitz or something. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound like a.
Well,
real
he had
name.
The porn name when he was in
at least when he was in sixth or seventh grade.
Predicting
when he started
his
filming
future.
The show.
Yeah.
What's happening today, Bernsey?
This is what's happening. We'll start with a little
Your
bit.
Your list looks a mile long.
We'll start with some Bears that'll take us up to Zach Zabeman, who's going to give us the latest after they convene. Jim Suhan from the Minneapolis Star Tribune talk a little bit about the Minnesota Vikings, everything that's going on there. We just like talking to him. White Sox amateur scouting director Nick Hostetler. We'll be on the show at 3.
Most important men in Chicago baseball right now.
That's true. And what I want to talk to him about is also his role, the amateur scout side in some of these trades. Because when you make a deal for players this young, for prospects, you go back to your reports. You go back and say, what did we think of these guys as amateurs? Mm-hmm. And you want to know what that side of the building thinks. Steve Ashburner at 3:40. We'll talk about this current NBA story and others. Dan Durkin on football at 4:40. And then at 5 o'clock, Shiraz Rehman, who is the Cubs assistant general manager.
All right.
Is going to talk to us
That's
about
it?
That team. That's
yeah. Seems like you need a few more names on that
and
list.
And surprises. We're going to be giving away sets of tickets to the Terry Bors celebration Thursday.
Yeah, hearing some of the names coming along with that, it's star-studded event.
Yep, not to be missed.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone out there. We will be back again. I guess Jay and I will be producing next week. Bernsey will be here up until 6 o'clock. Have a great New Year, everybody. And thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
The Bears are now 3-12 and head to Minnesota for the final game of the season. Can the Bears end the season with a division win on the road? Or would they be better off maintaining that high draft pick? We're covering the matchup right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. In the unforgiving world of professional sports, a tenth of a second is oftentimes the difference between making the highlight reel for the right reason or for the wrong one. And in the case of Darrell Revis, from week one, he's appeared on the ladder, routinely getting burned for big plays to show what made him one of the best of all time. He's physically shot. It's obvious, and everybody knows it, including Revis, who alluded to this yesterday when he said he hopes the Jets handle any decision pertaining to his future with class. But here's the thing. Has he truly earned that? Not only did he report to camp significantly out of shape, but he also routinely avoided contact, making business decisions by checking out of tackles. In essence, he mailed it in. He quit on his teammates and he quit on the fan base. And now he wants to write the rules? Hey, Revis, no disrespect, but you lost that privilege because we all saw it. Trust me, don't think we didn't notice, which means you no longer write the rules. Your employer does. I'm BT.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission. Out to prove
that no one is. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamertag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Most popular music 1 year ago, 2015.
Number three.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that Hotline Bling.
Number two.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Sit down, is it too late to say sorry now?
Number one song this week, 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from the other side.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right for you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all of my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamertag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
25 years of Terry Bores on the Score.
Giant Babushka.
It all comes down to this show. His last on the Score. Thursday, January 5th, starting at 1.
I don't like anybody.
Do not miss this historic Score special live from our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage featuring an incredible list of special guests.
Tell me something, pal.
This once-in-a-lifetime show is not open to the public, but a limited amount of tickets will be given away for this intimate setting.
I'm mad! I'm angry!
So keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to see Terry host his final show.
I have opinions.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Old men don't need friends. We need better underpants.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon just before 1:30. And from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Let's start with some college football. Lots of bowl action here this afternoon. In the Liberty Bowl, late third quarter, TCU looks like they just scored a touchdown. They'll go for the extra point or for two shortly, and right now they have a 22-21 lead over Georgia. The Sun Bowl in the first quarter, North Carolina leading Stanford 7-0. The Music City Bowl is coming up in a little bit. That'll be Nebraska and Tennessee. Later this afternoon, the Arizona Bowl, South Alabama and Air Force. Then tonight it's the Orange Bowl. Michigan goes against Florida State. Meanwhile, in pro football, the Bears held their last practice in prep for Sunday's game at Minnesota, and they are listing Leonard Floyd as doubtful and Pernell McPhee as questionable for the game against the Vikings. It appears that the Dallas Cowboys will play all three of their quarterbacks on Sunday against Philadelphia, as Dak Prescott, Mark Sanchez, and Tony Romo should all see action. Other NFL news, Seattle and defensive end Michael Bennett, they've agreed on a three-year extension, and Indianapolis longtime linebacker Robert Mathis is retiring after 14 years in the NFL. And the Butler men's basketball team had a real scare last night flying back from New York when their plane lost cabin pressure. The plane got very cold, the oxygen mask came down, and the plane dropped from 35,000 to 10,000 feet. Eventually, the plane did come under control and made an emergency landing in Pittsburgh. The security leader for over 140 years trusts ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard, it's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with the Mully and Hanley Show, breaking down the Bears-Vikings game and continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Good afternoon. Here's what we got going today. We got Zach Zaidman at 2:05. We got Jim Suhan at 2:40. Nick Hostetler at 3. He is the White Sox amateur scouting director. Steve Ashburner of NBA.com at 3:40. We've got Dan Durkin talking football at 4:40 and Cubs assistant general manager Shiraz Rehman at 5:05 and all kinds of other stuff as well. Should mention that this hour is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn and giveaways, all kinds of giveaways for you. A $15 Jets Pizza gift card, the gift that keeps on giving. And these are good. This is a hot ticket for a big show on January 5th. We have three pairs of tickets to attend the Terry Bores last broadcast farewell party right here, the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. That is all what you have coming on the Scores afternoon show today.
Bernstein.
God, please, no.
Chicago
Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Oh, God!
Dan Bernstein on 670, The Score.
And I get a text message from my wife saying we're out of Hanukkah presents.
What am I supposed to do now?
This will be one of these things like the year that I stopped at CVS and I got a waffle iron and I said, look, you can make waffles.
We can stay up late, swapping manly stars, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Happy Hanukkah.
Dan Bernstein.
I'm going to be real honest when I say this. I didn't see the greatness in Jordan in OTAs and training camp. Part of it is because he's a much better player when the shoulder pads are on and it's live.
There's Jordan Howard blasting the midfield to the Lion 40, 35, and plows through a defender inside the 30 to the 27-yard line of Detroit. A big first down, another chunk of 28 yards for the rookie running back out of Indiana.
Me and my cousins and you and your cousins. It's a line that's always running. Me and my cousins and you and your cousins. I can feel it coming.
Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
All right, ready to go. We're all here. We got producers Anthony Gill and Shane Reardon. We've got you. You heard from Dowell Loggins. And I realized something that I'm unhappy about, that I should have been unhappy about before, and then I had to think about it, and it made me more unhappy, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on here. I did see the note from the Bears that Ryan Pace and John Fox are going to talk on Wednesday, and I'll be back to work on Wednesday, coming in shortly after they're done talking and getting ready to go. I think Matt Abaticola and I will be sitting in, I believe. So that's fine. It's a little weird that the Bears post-mortem press conference is 3 days after the end of the season. I know you got holiday stuff in there that could be a mitigating factor, etc. But this is the problem I have. What the hell is John Fox doing there? What's he doing? Why does he have to be there? Who wants him there? This should be Ryan Pace and Ryan Pace only. His press conference. His state of the team. His state of his team. John Fox lends nothing to any press conference he attends. He doesn't want to. He says he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to be there, and none of us should want him there. The Bears should not want him there. We've heard entirely enough about everything that's going on from John Fox. And let's table for now the discussion of whether or not you think Fox should be the coach and should be retained. Let's just table that for now, because that's really not the issue at this point. The point is that your top football guy, you've been battling this issue of the perception of nebulous leadership at the top of your organization for a long time now. And you're only going to make it worse. Here's Pace, here's Fox. One guy answers a question, they look at each other. One guy says, oh, you take it. Oh, you take it. I'll answer that one. There is no reason for John Fox to be there. He's available all the time to say nothing. All that does is give Pace a crutch. It gives him a human shield and an opportunity to diffuse responsibility. And I've every time I talk about press conferences, optics, accountability, et cetera, and if you missed it with Dan Wiederer yesterday, we had a long and wide-ranging and in-depth discussion about the Bears and what it means that they conduct themselves the way they do relative to the public, and how that changes and how the perception changes, wins and losses, and what some of that stuff means and doesn't mean. I get that. But that is a critical time for a critical hire to be in a symbolic position of power that is, it's more than just the look. Don't you think if asked about John Fox, his answers are going to change with the guy sitting right next to him? I mean, just the look of him sort of leaning over him, over the 60-year-old man and the 40-year-old man, and, you know, one guy's there, you know, professionally harumphing his way through it, and the other guy's trying to be honest, and that we know he's naturally upbeat and all that. But get Fox out of there. If you want to ask him about the coach's future, you don't want the coach sitting right next to him, well, here's John's right here. He's doing a really good job. No. And it bugs me, because it's one of two things. It's either active attempt to continue to diffuse responsibility and say, well, it'll just be easier on both of them. You don't want it easy on your guy. That's the whole point of hiring a football guy who's in charge, is not to somehow allow him to, well, you know, with John here, John can answer that. And no, So it's either them actively, and I don't even know if right now the Bears are smart enough to even do something like that, or who would even be in charge of doing it. Or it's just a mistake. It's just an oversight. It's just either way, it's bad. Because on the one hand, you have them actively trying to make it easier for them to face really difficult questions about a turnaround that's in the toilet. Or they just lack the awareness of how it makes their top football guy look to, at the end of the year, have to have the old coach sitting next to him. He doesn't need that guy there. And if he does need him there, you got to tell us why. Why you think that's the case. Why you think your football czar needs coach there. Because I don't think he does. And I don't want coach there. I want him answering tough questions about why this turnaround sucks. About why his team sucks. About why everything they're doing is going backwards. You tell me, Mr. Bossman. And if he's not Mr. Bossman and John Fox has to be there, then you tell me why that is. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You want to send us a text at 67011, you can do that. The Tech Zone is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. You can join the conversation on Twitter as well, at Dan_Bernstein. We're at 670thescore.com, so come join us, be a part of it. And we got a big day coming. Zach will have the latest from Hallis Hall at 2 o'clock. But I just think that by the time I'm on these airwaves next on Wednesday, I would like to be here chewing on the meat of the commentary from the most important football person on the Chicago Bears, or at least the guy who we were led to believe was that, rather than just another opportunity to have the coach, it's all this, it's all that, it's like anything. We don't need to hear from John Fox anymore, especially in that press conference. You've got The Score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/Cubs.
Sunday on 60 Minutes. They are beautiful islands where you can vacation or buy a passport.
How much does it cost to get a citizenship?
$100,000.
You have to come and live in Dominica?
No.
That's right. Passports and citizenship for sale. Steve Croft investigates. Plus, it's the most famous rum in the world.
Do you like Havana Club?
Yes, of course. I'm from Cuba.
But it's the Cuban history behind it that makes it a story for 60 Minutes. Sunday on CBS.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
5 funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Like, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
This week's most popular music. 1 year ago, 2015.
Number three.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that hotline bling.
Number two.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Sit down, is it too late to say sorry now?
Number one song this week, 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from the other side.
When a hostage is taken.
Help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Limitations apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Well, it's that time of year. That time of year when packages show up on your porch that aren't yours. Had that happen today. Three packages. And we call Amazon and we say, hey, there are three packages here that just are for different addresses and not one of these three should be at this house. They said, oh, yeah, it took a half an hour to actually talk to a person. And they said, we'll call UPS, handle through UPS. UPS is going to come out there and take the packages. So I'm home today. UPS shows up. And the UPS guy was very nice. He says, yeah, I can't take any of these. Amazon has to handle this.
You said you were short on Hanukkah gifts for your son, right?
Just open them up like Tom Hanks in Castaway. Just start ripping them open.
Yeah.
I did. No, I did find three gifts last night. I walked, swung through Target, and they're right. It took 2 seconds. There was a dozen Callaway golf balls that were on clearance for like $15, right? So that's a steal. So I grabbed that. I grabbed one of those little phone portable chargers,
sure,
and a Bluetooth speaker for his phone that has a thing in it that like changes colors depending on the music or the sound. So
you don't value your kid as a Pro V1 golf ball kind of guy.
He might say that.
Yeah, but those are expensive golf balls.
I have raised him as a kid who understands he's not good enough at golf for the ball to matter. And that's why when I go to Play It Again Sports and I look at the big pile of balls and I pick them, they're what, like 75 cents a piece or 50 cents a piece or whatever they are, and I load up for the summer. And I don't care what color they are. I don't care what brand they are. If it's round and it doesn't say range on it, and it's street legal, it's not going to make any difference in my game. I would think probably you could substitute range balls in my game, and you know, good ones. There's the nice pinnacle range balls they have at that club. And look, it doesn't matter. I would think you'd have to be really, really, really good to feel the difference in a golf ball or notice the different spin or the, you know, forget it. In Round Lake Beach, it is Dave on the Score.
You know, Dan, for a guy who comes across so
okay,
smart,
let's get to what you want to talk about. You skip all the intro.
You honestly think John Fox not being at that press conference is going to make Pace more telling in his questions?
I think it's going to.
Are you serious?
Make him more telling in his questions. I don't know what that means.
You're going to ask the questions, and he's going to give you a better response without John Fox.
I think you're more likely to get an honest response about John Fox if he's not sitting there.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. The first of all,
Dave. First of all, Dave.
Because he's going to be there next year.
Dave, first, Dave.
Nothing you can do about it.
I'm not trying to do anything about it. I mentioned that at the beginning. First of all, calm down. It's just the Bears. It's not worth getting that riled up about. The reason why John Fox doesn't need to be there is because it's not his turn. It's not his time. It isn't a time for the coach to be talking about the team. It's time
because you say so?
No, because... You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't understand how you think it matters what you think matters for their press conference. I mean, it's their press.
But again, then why should I care what you think? I don't understand what you think the conversation is or what you think the point of a sports radio talk show is.
You said that there's no reason for him to be
correct.
There. Why is that your decision? If they want to show
it is my opinion. Having covered the Bears and having observed NFL teams professionally for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we're doing. I'm not quite sure what you're so unhappy about, but that's kind of what we do here. And then you have an opinion, and then you call and offer that if you like, I guess. In Glendale Heights, Tom is on the score.
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
All right, so I want to talk about the Bears, and I want to defend Fox, and I want to defend Pace, but I feel like the problem is, in order to do so, I have to attack the other one. Like, for example...
That's what they're doing. That's my point. That's what diffusion of responsibility does. So if indeed it is the second scenario, if this is calculated instead of just accidental, if it's calculated, that is you have identified exactly what the problem is with having them both there.
Exactly, because like here's the thing. I don't know what the other caller is saying. I agree with you. It's completely different if the guy is sitting right next to you, and you're, because the question is going to come up: should Fox be back next year? And now I think that maybe they're doing this to just say, obviously Fox is coming back next year. But I agree to have Fox sit right next to Pace. Pace never talks to the media anyways. So the one time that he does every single year, he should be there by himself. I do agree with that.
Right.
I do want to say this though, because it does seem like Fox is coming back, and I think that this is the message that I get, that Pace is saying that I am bringing Fox back, and I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing though, because I don't want to become the Cleveland Browns, but I do feel like in order to defend Fox, I do have to attack Ryan Pace though. Because he has made mistakes. He's made good choices, too.
That's right. But there is a time to do it. You've had all year to try to talk to John Fox. All year,
exactly.
Every day. That guy's been there. That guy, and he hasn't said anything, and he doesn't want to say anything. He's not going to say anything. But it's enough of him. There's no reason at an end-of-year state of the team thing. That is a general manager's responsibility. And if it is the top of whatever your that side of your organization is, that's when Theo Epstein talks, that's when John Paxson talks, and that's when Ryan Pace should talk. Without that guy next to him, because all you're doing is continuing to raise these questions about who's running things.
No, I agree. And like, I do want to say this, though, because one of the major problems I have with Pace is that, and everyone's going to agree with this, is that he hasn't drafted QB in like the fifth round or fourth round or whatever. Now, I don't think, in my opinion, that Fox said to Ryan Pace, you can't draft a quarterback in the fifth round. I think that is Pace's decision not to draft a quarterback. Now, I do think that Fox went to Pace and said, hey, you know, it would be nice if we could get a really young pass rusher, and that's why we get Floyd. And that does make sense, because we do need a young pass rusher. I do think that conversation has had. But I don't think that I do think it's Ryan Pace making these draft picks. And if it is Ryan Pace making those draft picks, and I have questions, because his first three draft picks all finish on IR this year. And I see potential in Goldman, but the other two did not look really well. And the running back that you took, Langston or whatever, has not been impressive.
Langford, the issue is there's always going to be tension in between those levels of the organization when somebody is in charge of providing the talent and the other person is in charge of developing it. It naturally raises questions where if he says, I believe in this guy, or this is, I still feel this, then it's obvious, well, why aren't they better? What is the coach not doing? What were your expectations, and what was their development relative to your expectations upon drafting them? And that is a tacit coaching question that should be asked without the coach sitting there. because there's all kinds of ways, and there, and anybody who's got a enough guts to tell the truth about his team could use that opportunity to say we expected more from him, or we expect more this year. Maybe we will see the pressure increase. Maybe we will learn some things. But it is just, it's not a time for a coach who has been nothing but an impediment to the flow of information to be involved in something that isn't part of his pay grade at that point. Zach Zaidman will bring us the latest from Hallis Hall next on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670, The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Monday.
Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet.
Fatherhood.
I'm hungry. I'm thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
Want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in music history.
This week in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen lost his left arm in a car accident. Nickelback went to number one on the U.S. singles charts with How You Remind Me. This week in 2001.